KLM.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Ball and Chain, live from the Ball and Chain. It's show 500. I want to thank our sponsors today, the Ball and Chain, Warren Henry Automotive, and, of course, our new sponsor, CBRE. The CBRE Edge will be our first couple of segments, so stick with us. We're going to have Arden Carson on. She's the South Florida chief of CBRE. We're also going to have Spencer Levy. He is the head of CBRE. He's the chairman of their America's Research. He's their senior economic advisor. We're going to talk about South Florida and the country. They just came out with their South Florida economic report. We're going to talk to them about that. But before we get started, Wanda, you've got something you want to tell people about.
Coming up, it's the North American Bitcoin Conference. We just discovered it, and we want you to discover it. So we're going to give people an opportunity to go check it out. We have three tickets to give away while you're here at the party tonight. So you have to come here, you have to be here, and you have to enjoy the whole time.
I want to thank the station and Jim, the station manager. They've got this amazing billboard out front. They've got my face in lights. It's
nice.
Awesome. It's really great, actually. I really appreciate that. But let's get going. Let's go to the break. We'll come right back with our first guest, Arden Carson, and we'll also have Spencer Levy from CBRE giving us the CBRE Edge. We'll be back after this.
Hey.
Sponsors for 7 years now, and today I pulled up in front of the Ball and Chain. I had a nail in my tire. I said, well, I can leave it at the Ball and Chain until 9 and it'll be flat, or I can go take it up to Warren Henry and get it fixed in an hour.
They
fixed it, and I'm here and I'm on time. So I want to thank the folks at the service department at Warren Henry's Infinity Shop up on 441. That's right, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Oh, yes, they've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi, and down here in Key West, they've got all their name plates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me. Mm-hmm. My mom and my beautiful wife, Vivian, we're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
The time has come for
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles on 880 The Biz.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we just got the word from Arden that she's in the air. I hope her arms are strong enough to carry her all the way to the flight up to New York. But she did give us Spencer, so we've got Spencer Levy. He's the chairman of America's Research and the senior economic advisor at CBRE. He's just finished the CBRE Southeast Outlook Report. They launched it earlier this week. Spencer, tell me a little bit about the Southeast Economic Report. What's going on?
Well, Jim, good morning. Good afternoon. I will tell you the market could not be better in the southeastern United States, and specifically South Florida shines along with it.
That's awesome.
And you know, it really comes down to three factors, and I look at this for every market I go to. It comes down to talent, infrastructure, and foreign money. And I would say on the latter front is an area where South Florida really shines. But I would say from an infrastructure standpoint, it is also improving materially. I was just down there 2 weeks ago, and I took the Brightline train from West Palm to Miami. Great experience. I was down there a month and a half ago, and I went to the groundbreaking for the Underline. So from the combination of talent, infrastructure, and foreign money, South Florida is doing tremendously well, and it has a very bright future as well.
Yeah, I think one of the things you didn't mention is how many kids graduate from college down here. We graduate a whole bunch of kids from college down here. In fact, Miami-Dade College is the largest college, I think, in the country by attendance.
Well, talent, and talent comes from colleges and universities. And so I'm looking at different markets all over the country. You can look at Pittsburgh with Carnegie Mellon University, Boston with their great concentration of colleges. You can even look at Orlando with University of Central Florida, and Miami is certainly no different. The greater amount of your ability to A, create talent through the universities, or B, attract it with a live, work, play environment, puts you a leg up on all other markets.
Oh, yeah, and all of our submarkets here in South Florida are developing that vertical integration where you can do everything and never have to use your card. I think that's real important, too.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think what you're talking about is walkability or not having to use your car in other ways. And that's a key factor we're looking at everywhere. And infrastructure certainly helps, but some of these interesting new technologies are helping, too. I go all over the country and see people in scooters. I was just in Columbus, Ohio, and they actually have automated cars on the streets in the city. So there's all kinds of new technologies that are making large cities more walkable.
Well, this is great, and I did want to mention that this is the Edge segment. It's the Edge by CBRE. We're going to be doing this monthly. Arden is usually going to be talking to us. She's giving us Spencer today. It's all going to be real people delivering real advantages. That's what we're going to be doing. And again, I want to thank you for being here today, Spencer. Now, Spencer, what would you say, you know, about the trends for international capital flows? We've had this tariff thing. We've had this immigration thing. We have the OFAC looking at all the transactions over $1 million. So is it still a favorable environment for foreign and international investors here in South Florida and the United States?
Absolutely. And one of the things that may not be well understood by most folks in South Florida is that while Latin America does provide a great deal of capital to South Florida, most of your foreign money is coming from Europe. You have money coming from Middle Eastern capital sources. You have money coming from Asia. And so it's deep and it's diverse. And notwithstanding the fact there are some headline risks as you've laid them out due to tariffs and immigration restrictions, the money is still coming here. I will tell you that when the election of our president happened 2 years ago, that day I was on the phone with investors in the Middle East and in Latin America that were concerned. But by the end of the week, they had changed their tune because the U.S.'s economic picture is so strong, and many of these issues that you laid out regarding tariffs and immigration, while of concern, are certainly not stopping institutional money from coming into the market.
Now let's talk about the evolution of the business environment here in the United States. Everybody wants to talk about clicks, bricks. We're talking retail. I hear these buzzwords, industrials, the new retail, the next mile, the last mile. And, you know, what does all this mean, Spencer? And what does it really mean to just the average person?
Well, let me sum it up like this. The death of retail in bricks and mortar retail is the single most overblown story in my real estate career, other than that Y2K bug thing from 20 years ago. And the reason
for
that is very straightforward. Because good rooftops means you can still have good retail, meaning if you have a good local environment with wealth, young people, and other factors driving people to stores, while the types of stores you have may need to change to become more, quote, experience-based, so maybe it's more restaurants and gyms than it is apparel stores, you still can have good retail. I can point to several properties that had some troubled large retailers that have gone out of business that have then reformatted, are doing tremendously well. So bricks and mortar has a very bright present and future. That being said, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that there are a bunch of new tenants, and the new tenants are rolling around. And I really think that one of the big new tenants that's going to be coming through is the, we'll just have to call it the wellness and technology industry that's related to medical cannabis and even recreational cannabis up in the Northeast and in the far West.
Well, that's certainly a small driver of some markets. And I would tell you that we did a study on Denver, which was one of the first markets to legalize marijuana. And it was a major driver of industrial more than it was of retail. Now, it did have some retail storefronts, but in industrial, in C industrial, it led to almost 50% of the positive absorption, or really the take-up of new space in that market. So really, that was a driver. You're also seeing other industries like that. Microbreweries are another driver as well. Sure. Into industrial space. But one of the new drivers into industrial space isn't necessarily directly e-commerce, it's what we call reverse logistics. And what reverse logistics is it's very simple when a good goes from point A to point B, but reverse logistics is when you return it going from point B back to point A, and that problem is enormous. In fact, during the holiday season, up to 30% of all goods purchased were returned, and many stores and retailers don't know what to do with it, which led to over 5 billion, with a B, billion pounds of brand new goods literally being thrown away and put into landfills because the retailers didn't know what to do with them.
Wouldn't doubt it. I bought some stuff that I had to return over the holidays on e-commerce. I mean, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. I had never even thought about how do you go where does all this return stuff get collected? Now, let me ask you this. There's a whole bunch of multifamily fundamentals. I do a lot of multifamily. I just closed on my biggest multifamily transaction. I just sold what's here in Miami is the Wynwood Yard. I sold it to Lennar. Lennar is financeable today. So, you know, but there are people that are getting concerned about some of the dynamics in multifamily, but I don't think there's really that much of an issue. What do you think?
Well, I think you need to segment the market. So I don't know the asset that you just referred to, but the A market, the luxury high end of the market, is experiencing a little bit of softness because of a little bit of overbuilding. But if you go down further in the quality chain to B and C, so-called affordable, so-called workforce housing, there's a shortage of that type of housing, and we're still seeing very strong rent growth there, very strong demand there. So when you say multifamily, I like to segment it. And even in the A segment, where we are seeing perhaps some short-term overbuilding in certain markets, the long-term prospects for that are excellent, as we have completely shifted from being a buy culture to a rent culture, where the home ownership rate today is the same that it was 50 years ago. And that's due to both the after effects of the global financial crisis, the difficulty for people getting deposits, and the flexibility of living in a rental home versus a home that you own.
Now, I do want to ask you one other product segment before we go to break. I want to ask you about hotel. I sat down with a guy today. He goes, listen, I want to build a hotel. I said, okay, great. I said, what kind of hotel do you want? He goes, I don't know. So again, I got to believe that there's different segmentation in the hotel market, luxury, super luxury, select service, extended stay. What's going on there?
Well, the hotel market has been on a very strong run since the global financial crisis, and including in South Florida, where there's been a lot of new development, a lot of new supply coming out of the ground in 15, 16, and 17. And that has led actually to a little bit of short-term softness in ADR, or average daily rate, in some of the luxury end of the spectrum. But where we're still seeing greater strength is in some of the limited service, lower-end hotel product, because that's shown to be more durable for the leisure consumer. And South Florida has a wonderful economy because it has both a vibrant business community, but also, as everybody knows, has one of the most vibrant leisure traveler communities as well. So we see great opportunity in luxury, but a little bit of short-term overbuilding. It's really in the lower-end segments where we've seen stronger ADR, average daily rate growth, at least in the last year or so.
It's time for us to take a break. Spencer, I'm hoping you can stick with us because I still want to talk to you about when does the music stop, how many chairs are left, all kinds of stuff like that. Can you hang with me a minute?
Delighted to stay here. Sure thing.
Oh, excellent. I want to remind everybody this is The Edge by CBRE. It's a monthly segment. It's led by Arden Carson, who's unfortunately traveling today and on a plane right now. We're going to be talking to real people. We're going to be delivering a real advantage across various industries in South Florida today. We're speaking with CBRE's Spencer Levy. He's the chairman of America's Research and the senior economic advisor. Will be back with more with Spencer. We're going to talk to him about economic conditions and how long this is going to last. So stick with us. We've got great info you'll be able to use in your business today. I want to remind everybody, this is Show 500, and Wharton Henry's been a sponsor of Freed On Business since 2012. So that's 6+ years we've been sponsors with Wharton Henry. I want to thank Warren. I saw him up at the inauguration for Nikki Freed. I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Samantha. The entire Wharton Henry team has been tremendous. They are terrific. They are all that they can be, and we are family with Wharton Henry. We love them very much. And hey, today I picked up a nail in my car right here. You know, I had a be here by 5. It happened at 3. I went right up to Wharton Henry. They helped me out. Came right back down. They made it happen. They even gave me water. I love those guys at Wharton Henry. I want to thank everybody at Wharton Henry for helping me out today. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Wharton Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi cars at their great store in Gainesville and down in Key West. They've got them all. And of course, you got to go join me this Saturday at Lamborghini Broward, where they have Supercar Saturday. That's at Griffith. That's right, Griffith and State Road. Yeah, we're going to again, Wanda, you can come with me. And where was I? All these exceptional cars, they all come with a Wharton Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call anything for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Wharton Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Wharton Henry.
What's your name?
Jim Freed.
He's the coolest. You don't even know.
And Wanda Miles.
I drove a taxi for like a year, and I didn't pick people up or anything. I just really needed a car.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice, and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to thank everybody. We're at our 500th show. We've been on for 10 years. Later on in the show, Wanda and I are going to reflect on some of our favorite moments. So I want to thank everybody here at the Ball and Chain for hosting us. I want to thank the folks at CBRE. CBRE has started the CBRE Edge. The Edge by CBRE, it's a monthly segment led by Arden Carson, South Florida's market leader. She's a thought leader in the business community down here. We'll be talking to real people, delivering a real advantage across various industries in South Florida. Today, we're going to be speaking with CBRE Spencer Levy. He's the chairman of the Americas Research and Senior Economic Advisor. CBRE just published their Southeast Outlook report earlier this week, and Spencer tells me it's sunny outlook in Southeast United States and especially in South Florida. Welcome back, Spencer.
Thank you very much.
How do you like the way I got all that in there?
You forgot to mention
very
that
good.
We are where we are.
Oh, wait, I did not. I said we're here at the Ball and Chain.
500, did you mention that?
I mentioned it's the 500 show. Wanda, what else did I forget?
It was so fast. I didn't get it all. I just want everyone to know that we're here and they can come see us.
We are here live at the Ball and Chain. You can come see us.
Continue.
Wanda has something else she wants to tell us.
Oh, yes. If you'd like to stop by and say happy birthday or happy anniversary, Jim, or something to that effect, we have tickets to next week's North American Bitcoin Conference. It's going on Wednesday through Friday. Great experience if you're into the cryptocurrency thing. You can check it all out, and it's going to be at James L. Knight Center. Come here. And the password is Polo.
That's right. Password is Polo, and we're having great tapas. I want to thank our friends at Ball and Chain, especially Bill Fuller and the rest
thank
of the
you.
Team here. George has fixed us up a smoking great gym-free drink here. We're going to have a great time. It's like a rum and a Tom Collins kind of thing. I don't know, but I'm really ready to try it out. But here we're back with Spencer. So, Spencer, you told me it's sunny in the Southeast. When can we expect it to get partly cloudy?
Well, the joke I say is that for the last 5 years, I've been suggesting that the next recession is 2 years away. And so I'm sticking to my guns, and we just redid our forecast, and the next recession or slowdown is about 2 years away. And why does it keep getting pushed out? It keeps getting pushed out because we've had fiscal stimulus that we did not anticipate in the form of the tax plan. Investor and business and consumer confidence has stayed extremely high. We've seen a uptick in manufacturing, which is something that many people thought was old news in the United States. And so we are doing much better than we had anticipated. And we're doing that in a relatively low inflation environment, including consumer goods, but also wages, though we are seeing wages beginning to tick up. So the long story short is this. We think we can keep rolling for about another 2 years, so long as we don't see a event that we don't anticipate. The one event that people are pointing to, or the two events, are the Fed potentially raising rates too quickly and the potential for a protracted and destructive trade war between the U.S. and China. I don't believe either of those events are going to occur, but if they did occur, my forecast would be more pessimistic.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I think that's a great way to take a look, and I kind of actually agree with you. Now we've had, you know, I was on the phone today with my investment manager, and I said, hey, maybe we should buy some more CDs. He said, that's last year's strategy. He said, this year inflation is down. But, I mean, he said, this year interest rates are going down again. I said, wait a minute, what? Tell me a little bit about that without a lot of whole yield curve inflection and all that other stuff in there.
I'll keep the fancy words out, and I'll just go like this. We've been predicting that the 10-year Treasury is going to be going up for the last several years, and it did, and now it's collapsed again. It's down by 50 basis points in the last 2 months or so, from about 3.2 to about 2.7, where it is today, which surprised all of us. And a lot of people think, well, that's good news, right? Well, it's really mixed, because the 10-year Treasury and the cost of debt isn't just a cost of capital. While yes, it is good in terms of helping you get a home loan, in terms of an auto loan, student loans, it's not good in terms of people's outlook for growth, because the cost of debt isn't just a cost of capital. It is also the single best indicator of optimism or pessimism about growth. So because the Treasury collapsed by 50 basis points, it really said that people got materially more pessimistic about growth. So I actually hope interest rates creep up again. And in fact, our house model does predict the interest rates will creep back above 3% before the end of this year once again.
So then the reason that the interest rates were collapsing because there would be a less demand for money?
No, it's because people were scared. The Treasury is
so
known as the risk-free
borrow?
Security. And if people are scared, they're going to buy bonds. And so that drove down yields.
Okay, thank you. I just needed that extra leg on the issue there. And then, so with everything having a full price in it at the top of the market cycle where we appear to be at right now and where we've been at for quite a while, it seems that that would continue to exacerbate pricing pressure. Do you think that there's anything that still has a little bit of value? Where would somebody go to be a value investor in real estate right now?
Well, I still think there's plenty of value in real estate, and this could be found in a whole host of markets. Now, let me be clear about one thing. When people ask me where they should buy or what they should buy, I don't say go to Miami or Nashville or New York. I say, what is your cost of capital and what's your time horizon? Because if you have a family office and you have long-term patient capital, my answer is going to be very different for that person than it is for the opportunistic investor that needs to flip in 3 to 5 years. But that being said, and going right back to the beginning of this segment, the submarkets that I like the most around the country are those markets that are near these either talent generators or talent creators or places that attract that talent, talent around universities or live, work, play environments where you're getting this confluence of people and companies are coming in. They're going into new city areas of old cities that are able to attract and retain talent. And many of these are still evolving. They're gentrifying, and many of them are in what's known as opportunity zones. And there are many opportunity zones in Florida where they're, in addition to being some of these hip, cool, young, emerging areas, they also have a brand new tax incentive which just came into play from the government in the 2017 tax plan. So I think there's great value to be had in those areas for just about any type of capital, but certainly more patient capital could still buy core assets in great markets and do well over the long term.
Now, I've seen a whole bunch of these opportunity zone funds, but are the regulations fully formed on this stuff yet?
Well, I had a call today with the Real Estate Roundtable and others to talk about just that, and that they are the industry group that works with the commercial real estate industry to try to refine the regulations. So the short answer is no, they are not fully formed yet, but they are formed enough that we see over $10 billion of money chasing it already, and that number could increase. Because the rules are clear enough that if you buy into one of these opportunity zones through a qualified vehicle, you could not only defer taxes during the first 10 years of your investment, you could avoid gains taxes altogether if you hold longer than that. So the tax incentive to get into this zone is real, it's now, and there's a window. So notwithstanding the fact it's not fully baked, the money is there and it's going in.
Oh, well, that's great. And then, you know, one last question. We only got a couple more minutes left. Yeah, water would be great, something like that. Okay. Oh, my God, they're going to have the Freed on Fire. Bill's bringing the Freed on Fire, so the second half of the show is going to get a little more fun. But this has been great. You know, Spence, I just want to ask you one last question. You live in Baltimore. We've seen it on TV. You travel a whole lot. Other than Baltimore and Miami, what's your favorite city? You don't have to say Miami, but it'd be nice, and then we want to know what's your favorite part of Miami is. And you could say the ball of chain, that'd be okay.
Well, my favorite city in the world is London. And I like London for many reasons why I like Miami. I like it because it is the most diverse city in the world, has a great business community, has a great diverse community, has great food. It's just a wonderful city to go to. So I would say London is my favorite place, not named Miami. But I come to Miami all the time. And I'm going down. I was in Key Biscayne in March. I'm coming back to Key Biscayne this March. I'm heading down to Key West because Miami is not just for business. It's also cool. I like going to some of the Little Havana communities because I love Cuban food. I like that element to the city. It feels international, and it is it's a lot of fun. And you know, if I did have my last meal on this planet, it probably would be at Joe's Stone Crabs in Miami where I ate 2 weeks ago. But I would tell you that Miami has all the elements of London. It just needs to attract a little bit more money so it can continue to grow. So a wonderful city, and I'm a huge fan.
Spencer, I want to thank you so much. We're here at the Ball and Chain in Little Havana. Bill Fuller is going to host you next time you're here. He's going to give you a tour of Little Havana and show you why Little Havana is the up-and-coming area. Now, we've got to take a second. Yeah, Bill wants to say something. Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Jim, I just want to, again, welcome you back to the Ball and Chain. I'm sure you've been dancing all night, and congratulations
basically
on your 500th show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so pleased to be here.
Our head Cantinero, George, has whipped up something really, really special. This is called the Freed on Fire.
All right. All right.
So here we go. You want to explain a little bit what this is here?
Yeah, hold on. We got to put him on the show here. We got to go. Okay, there you go. Let's show everybody what's going on here.
No, you're good. You're just talking.
We're all good. We're all good. We're all good.
Hey, how are we doing? Welcome to Ball and Chain. So we're going to feature a cocktail here named after you, Freedom Fire. We're going to feature one of our great tasting here on Little Havana.
Very cool.
It's guava on the base.
Oh, wow.
We're going to use guava base. Oh. And also on the top, we're going to top it off with a little Sambuca. I hear you're a fan of the Sambuca here.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
No, it's a great spirit, especially when you're nice and cold in this weather.
We're going to go ahead and call this the Freed.
That's the Freed part?
That's the Freed part.
The Freed part.
And here we go.
We're going to go ahead and add that fire to it.
No, that's just absolutely awesome. I'm going to help George.
There you go.
It's how many Miamians does it take to start a fire?
Dude, this is intense. There it is.
Oh, this is awesome.
Right there.
There's flame is going. We're having a flame throwing here at that Ball and Chain. Now, George, do I blow it out or do I drink the flame?
Blow it out and take the shot.
Oh, I'm very excited. Here we go. I'm blowing out. Bill's going to join me. Bill. Oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
That Cheers. Great. Congratulations.
Oh, Bill, thank you. Thank it's you. Amazing. Bill, you're such amazing. A great amazing. Partner. You're thank such you. A great visionary for putting all this together here in Little Havana. Every time I come, Little Havana is happening more and more, and it's thanks to Bill Fuller. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about Agent 21, so stick with us. We'll be right back with great information you can use, and I'm really loving this drink. I may have to have another.
We'll be back.
I guess we should have.
Now you're on.
Now I'm on. Okay, hey, everybody. We're here at the Ball and Chain, and I want to thank the folks at Warren Henry for helping us. We're here on our 500th episode. The folks at Warren Henry have been sponsors for many, many years. Saw Warren at my niece's inauguration, and Larry and the whole team over there, Samantha, we love them all. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got a great Audi store in Gainesville and down in Key West. Well, they've got them all. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
It would be greatly appreciated if you would use your turn signal indicator when changing lanes or turning.
On 880, The Biz.
I'm not a mind reader. Neither is everybody else.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is brought to you by Compassion International. All of our delays right now in Broward County. First off, in Coral Springs, Sawgrass northbound after Sample Road. We still have that broken glass on the roadway that's blocking all but one left lane, and it's causing delays in the area back from Atlantic Boulevard. Also in Fort Lauderdale, we have a disabled vehicle 95 southbound at State Road 84. That stalled our car blocking the shoulder. It's causing slow traffic back from Broward Boulevard. And on 95 northbound after Pembroke Road, we have a crash there blocking the left lane. I'm Greg Clark with your South Florida traffic.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back. We're live at Show 500. We're at the Ball and Chain. My good friend Bill Fuller, our host here at Ball and Chain here on Little Havana across from Domino Park in Miami, just gave me the Flaming Freed or whatever they called it. My God, what a drink. I'm losing my cookies. That was one heck of a drink. Bill, thank you for the toast. You're the best. We're here. We're going to talk this segment with Kristen Meserle. She's going to be one of the speakers at Agent 21. We're going to talk about what is Agent 21. I'm going to be there. Wanda's going to be there. We're going to be sharpening our social media skills, our marketing skills, our branding skills. What else are we going to be doing there, Kristen? Welcome to the show.
Hi there. This is Chelsea. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, great. I'm sorry. They gave me the wrong name. I really apologize. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what your role is going to be at Agent 21. I hear you're going to be one of the presenters. What are we going to talk about?
Yes, I will be presenting on stage at Agent 2021. I'm specifically speaking about my specialty, which is how to build a personal brand, attract your ideal client in a digital age. So we'll be talking about how to leverage social media to connect with clients and prospects and to increase your business through social sales.
Well, I think one of the main things is authenticity, transparency. What do you think about that?
1,000%. I tell people all the time that relatability is the most under-leveraged marketing tactic today, and anything that you can do to be real and authentic and transparent is absolutely going to build a relationship and attract that client.
So then, you know, at the Agent 2021, they're talking about giving a discount for your second attendee if that attendee is your videographer. Why would somebody have a videographer at an event like that?
That's a really good question. Yes, videographers are welcome to come to this event because the CEO of VaynerMedia, Gary Vaynerchuk, who is going to be speaking there, is all about documenting your journey and sharing it with the world, creating content, specifically visual content. And so many of the people who are going to be speaking, including myself, are bringing videographers to document that day and to be able to create more content about that particular event.
Well, that's really cool. So let's say you're bringing your videographer, you're going to be video, you know, you're taking your videographer, you're going to be creating content. What are you going to do with that content to help build your brand?
Well, once you have the content, that's the hard part, right? The easy part is actually taking pieces of it where you hear somebody maybe say a great quote that inspires you, or you have a piece of video, and you can just cut those up into small little pieces, and you can share them out into different social platforms and have that top-of-mind presence. I call it putting billboards on the highway. The highway happens to be social media, and you're putting your billboard in, your face, your brand, your pieces of content, and people are seeing you again and again and can get familiarity with your brand and build trust.
Now, do you have a website or a book or anything that you've done where people can kind of look you up? They Google you, you know, because you Google and then you go from Google. What do they do next?
Yes. Yes, you can Google me and find me on all the socials with my first and last name. And my first name is Chelsea. My last name is Pites. That's P-E-I-T-Z. And I did write a book. It's called Talking in Pictures. It's about how camera-first communication has changed how we build our brand.
Well, if somebody was going to start today, let's say it's the new year, they've goofed off for 10 days, but they said on Friday, well, let's say next Monday, the 15th, they're going to start their new year and they want to build their brand, what would the first step be that they would need to take?
The first step that I think anybody needs to do before they get onto social media when building their brand is figure out who they want to talk to, who is their audience, because it can't be everyone. It has to be somebody that it has a very specific lifestyle, maybe a specific age, what demographics, what do they do for work, what do they like to do for their hobbies. Once you can hone in on who you want to serve as your audience, it becomes a lot easier to create the content in the right context. And then you've got to come up with some questions that that person may ask, and that will give you some inspiration to start creating the content and then put it out on social media platforms from there.
Well, I know if people want to attend Agent 2021, they can use the discount code LOCALS, and they'll get a discount on the attendance. Now, you'll be there. What is your favorite part of this event? Were you there last year?
I was not able to go last year. I watched every YouTube video about it. I'm so excited to be there. I think from the venue to the team, the Vayner Experience team, they absolutely create an experience. From the food, to the venue, to the speakers, to the content, and really the networking, not only are you going to pull away some incredible nuggets of actionable, tactical items, but you're going to be able to connect with the top people in the industry and other industries that you can learn from as well. So that's probably one of the best pieces is the networking.
Well, I want to remind everybody, Gary Vaynerchuk and Vayner Media are going to be presenting the second annual Agent 2021 conference. It's going to be located at Hard Rock Stadium. It's going to take place on January 17th. And if you use the discount code LOCALS, you can get a nice discount for the listeners here at Freed On Business. I want to thank you so much for joining us. You better come up to me and Wanda and say hi and give us a hug.
I will. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. We really appreciated your information, but the sparkle in your voice was the real best part of the whole interview. I want to thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. That is great. Now, Wanda, tell me a little bit about that raffle that you've got going on there, that giveaway.
Well, it's just we're keeping it simple because I like simplicity. And besides, it's a birthday anniversary celebration. We don't want to make it complicated. So we're giving away 3 passes to the crypto show, or not the crypto show.
Do you have any left? I saw you gave one away.
We're down to one or two. I think we're down to 2 now.
Okay.
We're debating that last one.
Okay.
The North American Bitcoin Conference, it is going to cover a wide array of topics, including blockchain technology, Bitcoins, of course, Ethereum, ICOs, token sale mechanics. I don't know most of these things, what they mean, but maybe you do, and if you'd like to. It's going on January 16th to the 18th at the James L. Knight Center. Lots of folks there who know what they're talking about. Much more than I do.
Well, listen, we're going to be right back. It's our 50th show.
Our
500th show. I give myself a little. That's what happens when Bill makes such a good drink.
I think
drink.
You're the only one that's been here for all 500 shows.
I have been here for all 500 shows.
The rest
shows.
Of us have kind of tagged along.
Yeah, well, it's my 500th show. We've got a great billboard, an e-billboard out in front of the Ball and Chain. I want to thank my good friend Jim for putting that together.
Jim, come over here for a second. Come here.
Jim's got something to say.
Yeah, he wanted to give you something.
All right.
Hello, Jim. Congratulations on 500 shows.
Thank you.
An amazing milestone. I mean, 880 The Biz, you have turned Thursdays into special days at 880 The Biz for the last 10 years.
I know. Thank you.
We want to thank you. And
thank you.
He looks coy for a moment.
He does. He looks coy. I love his face outside. So, Jim, we have the EAS, the Emergency Alert System, but we have the Emergency Award System happening tonight.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you're too
we
funny.
Have a little.
Oh my God!
Here and Wanda, would you mind reading what this says, please?
Oh, this is beautiful.
I don't want to get my chicken wings on it, but let me just tell you. Here, you hold it.
I'll hold it. You read it.
880 The Biz congratulates our most quintessential host, Jim Fried, on his quincentenary radio broadcast, reaching 500 episodes of Fried on Business on this very day, January 10th. 2019, and we're just getting started.
That's the tagline. I love you guys. I also love my good friend Bill Fuller for helping us put all this together. I want to thank the folks at CBRE. And we got a segment to do. What am I wrapping up for? So we'll be back with some more great good stuff from the Ball and Chain, from the 500th episode, from the CBRE Edge, and from the Agent 2021. My gosh, it's just a great afternoon, a great evening, and a great time. Come down and join us. We've got tapas. We've got drink specials. We've got Wanda.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Let's get a breath.
All right. Let's take a breath. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with some good looks back after this.
A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter, too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We're celebrating, and one of the reasons we're celebrating is because we're here with the 10th anniversary, 500th episode, and a lot of the thanks go to Larry, Warren, and Samantha at Warren Henry Automotive. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Join me this weekend at Warren Henry Supercar Saturday at their Lamborghini store in Lamborghini Broward. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville. And down in Key West, they've got all their great nameplates. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Great to see Warren, by the way, at Nikki Fried's inauguration. Hey, what does that all mean? That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
We're going to have a good time tonight.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio person.
Jim Freed.
I don't know who you are.
And Wanda Miles.
Today's show is brought to you by microphones. Because without them, we'd be...
On 880, The Biz.
Revolutionize the way your company advertises.
LED Truck Media.
The nation's largest network of digital billboard trucks is a giant state-of-the-art billboard on wheels. It can go virtually anywhere. With giant video displays and high-definition sound, audiences literally can't stop staring at our LED trucks. They could be staring at your business right now.
LED Truck Media.
Call 917-224-3633. Log on to ledtruckmedia.com and get your free quote today.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Ball and Chain, I want to thank our good friend Bill Fuller for letting us broadcast live from the Ball and Chain and providing us with great drinks and great food and happy hour specials.
The
it's
wings
a great
are
place.
Awesome. Let me just tell you that.
Oh, the place is great. The wings were great. The place is great. The drinks are great. We just made the Flaming Free drink. It was amazing.
What was that again?
The Flaming Free drink. It was guava and Sambuca. I'm still a little buzzed.
That all probably sounds hot.
It was really good. Warm me right up. And so, you know, we've been on for 10 years, Wonder. At least I have. You haven't been with me the whole 10 years, but we had Mike T. We had a whole bunch of great people on that helped me along the ways. We had Larry and everybody else who just kicked over the sign. I don't care.
Right.
So what are some of the things we've accomplished? Well, I think the number one accomplishment is obviously Vivian getting her kidney.
Absolutely.
I think another big accomplishment is Nikki Freed getting elected.
I think that was that was a big one.
That's a big
one,
too.
That's all been in just the last year, Jim.
All been in the last year. Well, we've been warming up for one big year.
That was blowing it out of the park in the last year.
We
so
have.
Now what?
But
now
we
what?
Have. Well, now what? I don't know. We'll have to come up with some new ideas, some new people. We'll have to... We just got the CBRE Edge. We just got a great new national client with the folks from CBRE. I want to thank Arden. I want to thank Cecile. I want to thank Brenda and the rest of the team for helping us out. I'm hoping some more remotes here with our friends from the Ball and Chain. I think we did a good job with the Ball and Chain.
Thursday's night is not a bad time to be here.
It isn't. We're having a great time. They got
right
constant bands in the front, bands in the back, bands on the side. It's great. You have a lot of great fun. The food is tremendous. They had a great New Year's party with Tito Puente Jr. I'm coming next New Year's. I was out of town this New Year's. We got a great thing out front. And Wanda, do you have any more of those tickets? You give all those Bitcoin things away?
We have one more.
One more Bitcoin. More. Why don't you tell a little bit about the Bitcoin ticket? Come by.
Bitcoin,
see us.
The Bitcoin conference. It is coming up, and it is next week. It is the 16th through the 18th. It is the National North American Bitcoin Conference. Let me get up all the info here in just a second. It's going to be at the James L. Knight Center. 150 of the world's most famous speakers on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Certainly innovative financial speakers, VIPs, investors.
I think it'll be great.
CEOs, senior executives, all these folks will be here talking about the cryptocurrency. Also, the World Blockchain Forum. It's all part of the World Blockchain Forum, which involves investments and ICOs, things that are...
Very cool.
For now, out of my understanding.
Very cool.
But I'm going to go learn things.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, also, I want to, thank some of our great guests that we keep having. I want to thank, of course, Bruce Turkel.
Yes.
Amazing. Larry's in, of course, always. I want to thank Tom Handler, our expert on family office financing,
okay.
Jimmy Cassell. But, you know, the person I really want to thank most of all is you, Wanda.
Aww.
You've really made a big difference here in the show. Jim's really helped. It's been great. I want to thank our friends at CBRE. It's been really great.
Do you remember your first show?
Yes, my first guest, in fact. My first guest was Richie Swerdlow. We talked about Condo.com. And I was working with Condo.com at the time. We did a bunch of condo work. We also had our first sponsor was a guy named Mike Marino. Mike was a foreclosure defense attorney. His lead attorney for the courtroom was Nikki Fried.
Oh,
that's right, Nikki Fried. It all comes around. It all comes around. We've had great sponsors. We've had Watch You Want. We've had Berger Singerman. But I think we've got a real good combination with Warren Henry and with CBRE.
Definitely.
We were talking to some other people too. It's really, really coming along. I think before long, we may even get some support from some of the more green industries that are coming to town. I don't want to spill the beans, but you never know. You never know. We could be doing some stuff that has to do with some of the work that I'm doing now in the cannabis field. I've been doing a lot of site selection for the cannabis industry. It'll be interesting to see how all that goes. But beyond plowing new ground, we're plowing new dirt. We're opening new stores. We're helping them really build the business. We've got all kinds of people calling us to get involved in that business, and it's really good. So I think that what's going to be coming up, we talked about a lot of real estate, a lot of multifamily. We did a lot of private lending.
A lot of media funds.
A lot of media firms. A lot of residential real estate. Ron Sheffield, Gardner D. Fortuna. We've had Neil Fairman. Huh?
Did we thank Lolly?
Lolly, I forgot to thank Lolly. Thank you, Lolly, Lolly. Thank you, my mom. My mom is the best. She makes great food. She makes great comments, and she makes great commercials.
She does.
She does. We're going to get her back here.
She hasn't made her best yet.
She has not even begun to get started yet.
We're waiting to get you in the studio.
That's right, Grandma Lolly will be on, but she's not listening because she's a choir tonight.
Oh, good. See there?
That's right. She sings in choir once a month.
See how well-rounded she is.
Once a month, my mom sings in the choir. Well, I used to be a choir boy back in the day.
I bet you were.
I was.
Not an acolyte?
In fact, I've been mentoring the young man that's the daughter of my choir director's daughter.
Mentoring him in...
Real estate.
Oh, okay.
Real estate. I sent him to my good friend David Reynolds. They're both comedians. Hey, Dave, hope you're listening, you comedian.
We're both comedians.
Dave is another great
and
family office
guy. And that was a joke
guy.
In itself.
That's right. We are both comedians, and that is a joke. That's correct. But the most important thing that's missing tonight, Wanda, is...
Fluffy.
That's correct. Where
I know. He's at the station.
Okay, well, I hope
thank
the
you guys for watching out
that's
for him.
Right. Fluffy, do not step on Fluffy.
I thought we should have some time apart.
I think that's probably a
you know,
good
we're
idea.
We're working on it.
You are
codependent. It's true.
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody from tonight's show. I want to thank the CBRE folks for bringing us the CBRE Edge, Arden Carson for sure. I want to thank Spencer for joining us too. I want to thank the folks from Agent 2021. We're going to be out there next week at Agent 2021. It'll be really, really cool. I can't wait to go to that. Of course, I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry. Without Warren Henry, by gosh, I don't think I'd have a show.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't even be here today.
That's correct. If it weren't for Warren Henry, I wouldn't be here today. So I want to thank them so very much. But of all the people I want to thank Vivian Fried, my wife. I want to give a shout-out to all the first responders that come up and say hello to me when we're out. The Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Rebecca Carlson for making me look good, Carlson International, Robert Pitts for doing the posts, and the website looks great. Of course, Brewster Kell, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, always giving us great guests. But of all the people to thank, the most important are you, my listeners. So thank you so much for listening for these 10 years and 500 shows. There's another 10 years and 500 shows out there. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keeps on getting lots of hits. Robert Pitts will have it up probably tomorrow. This is Jim Fried. Signing off for episode 500 from the Ball and Chain here in Little Havana for Fried on Business. Join us next week on 880 AM next Thursday at 6 when we have show 501, and I'm going to actually have Arden Carson on that show. So remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Go on.
Thank you so much. God bless. And sail on. Wanda, take it away.
Ciao.